That small group on Thursday night, we were going through this story of the cleansing of the 10 lepers. Boy, all right. we'll get together here. All right, so one of the questions I asked was, well, can you think of a time that you felt that someone was really ungrateful for something or all that you had done for them? Well, the moms in the group kind of looked at each other, and they said, every day, you know? Well, how does that feel, right? And these kind of words came out. It's disappointing. It's frustrating. It saddens us. It kind of makes you a little less likely to do something good for them the next time, right? You feel used. Reminded me of one of my brother's friends, you know. They used to get into trouble a lot. This elicited this response from one of their moms. I do and do and do for you guys, and this is the thanks I get, right? I think we've all felt that effect of another's ingratitude in our hearts. It hurts. It's disappointing. So how does God feel? How does God feel when we respond or fail to respond with gratitude? When our hearts are cold? When we feel like, oh, well, that's just what we deserve. That's just what's owed to us. When we fail to respond to his grace with gratitude. How does God feel? Now, just as an aside here, God doesn't actually feel, right? This is, we're speaking analogously when in the scriptures we see God gets angry or God delights or God's happy, right? God is spirit and he doesn't change. But at least in Jesus, we know that God took on our human nature. And so Jesus has emotions just like us. And so we can really see in this story the heart of God, right? How does Jesus feel when only one of the 10 lepers returns to him with gratitude? He feels much like we do, right? Seems disappointed. Seems like he feels used. Sad. Do you think Jesus ever wondered, was it all worth it? Here I am with no place to lay my head, going from town to town, just assailed by people over and over asking for my help. And then what gratitude is there? And as he's approaching the ultimate sacrifice on the cross, do you think that doubt ever entered his mind? Is it worth it? Is it worth all this effort, right? It enters our minds, doesn't it? So if we get upset and hurt by those who seem ungrateful to us for the small things that we do, and guess what? We do good things so often with mixed motives, don't we? So if we get that upset and it makes us not want to be gracious towards another person anymore, how much more would it seem appropriate for God, who gives us everything, including what's most precious, his only son, and with no hint of self-interest at all, because God is perfect in himself, he needs nothing from us. If we get that upset, how appropriate would it seem for God to withdraw his favor and his grace on account of our lack of recognition? On account of our taking him for granted, on account of our ungrateful hearts. But the astounding thing is this. The astounding thing is, despite all of that ingratitude, despite the 9 out of 10, right, the mercy of God continues to be poured out. His love continues to be offered. Did Jesus not foresee that 9 out of 10 would come or would not return to recognize from where their salvation came? Did he not foresee it? Did Jesus not know their hearts, hardened and ungrateful, whether that was because of their situation and what it did to their hearts, or maybe because of some sin in their lives that had closed them off to God? Did he not know their hearts? And yet, he chooses to heal all 10 of them. He does not withhold his grace from any of them. God, though he knows that he'll be disappointed, does not hold back his graciousness from us. Though he knows we don't deserve it and won't be grateful, he gives us his grace anyway. This is who he is. This is how he has chosen to be disposed towards us, his creatures. What a great God we have. And if we do, in fact, respond with gratitude, the grace will be all the more for us, right? Please note that those nine went away cleansed, but it was the one that came back that heard these words from Jesus: "Your faith has saved you." Salvation came to the one that day, even though healing came to all 10. Now, nine out of 10 were ungrateful to Jesus. That reminds me a lot of our latest statistics about mass attendance in the Catholic Church. If we, in fact, factor in those who were raised Catholic and have now left the Catholic Church, I would say that's about where we are. 1 out of 10 Catholics is at Mass this Sunday, okay? Now, what are the motives for that, right? What are the reasons? We could look at the reasons of why the nine didn't go back to Jesus, you know, and kind of get an idea, right? There are some that just don't feel like they need God. You know, life is going good. What do I need him for? There are some that reject the law of God. They feel that it's an imposition and they don't want to hear about it. So why come to church, right, if I don't want to hear about it? For many, other things just kind of creep in and become more important in life. Some are angry at God, like I imagine some of the lepers were. You know, why me? Why this? Some don't like the kinds of songs we might be singing. Some don't find the priest very interesting, right? There's a myriad of reasons why people don't go to Mass on Sunday. That's not what we're here to discuss. But the point is that the Mass is our great act of thanksgiving to God. The very word Eucharist comes from, in the Greek, the word thanksgiving, to give thanks. This is our ultimate act of going back to Jesus to give him thanks for the grace that he has bestowed, right? So the nine who didn't return had their reasons. The people that aren't here in the pews today have their reasons. But in the end, perhaps it all loops back to that one reason, that so many of us don't really see life as a gift from God and don't feel impelled to go back to him to thank him, and don't feel compelled to give him this ultimate act of thanksgiving at the Mass. So I get it. I'm preaching to the choir. You're here, okay? But I brought that up because of this next step. I want you to be aware of this. When Jesus, many times over the years, when he appears to saints, when he gives them messages, one of the great messages, consistent themes, is that he asks those who are faithful to make reparation for the sins of ingratitude of so many. So Jesus specifically, looking at that one, you know, he sends him on a mission. When he appears to the saints, he gives them this mission to make reparation, right? To repair the damage done by another. Be like, my brother does something stupid, okay, and he's not ready to own up for it, but I can go to that person and say, yeah, I'm really sorry for what my brother did. It helps, okay? It doesn't resolve everything, but it helps. So Jesus asked the saints. So he did this, for example, through St. Margaret Mary, whose feast day is this Wednesday, without whom our church wouldn't have the name of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, right? She was the one who promoted this devotion so greatly. So, for example, he tells her, when he reveals the Sacred Heart to her, "Behold, the heart that has loved men so much, so that it has spared nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself, in order to testify to them its love. But in return, I receive from the greater part of mankind only ingratitude by reason of the contempt, irreverence, sacrilege, and coldness shown me in this sacrament of love. And so he invites her, he invites the faithful to make reparation, especially by coming to him in the Blessed Sacrament, his heart of love revealed to us. So that's my question for us. If we're the one who's returning to Jesus to give him thanks, will you take on this mission to make reparation for the ingratitude and coldness? Right? We probably have our own fair share of that. But we can also come to try to make reparation for the ingratitude and coldness of those who are not here. So can you spend an hour with Jesus? We have this beautiful adoration chapel. Maybe you can't spend an hour. Can you spend 15 minutes? Maybe you can't spend 15 minutes. Can you spend 15 seconds with him to express your love and gratitude to him? To just come by, to share your heart with him, to make up for all of the coldness and ingratitude in this world. All of our lives are a gift from God, every single one of us. But so often we take it for granted, so often we're ungrateful, and that grieves the heart of God. So Jesus is asking for the few to come and to overflow with love to make up for the many. Don't let him be lonely in the Blessed Sacrament in our chapel. Don't let him feel used, that people only come to him when they're in a great distress. Show him your love and your gratitude. And our reward will be that he'll give us salvation. Our faith will be our salvation.